With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler. Montana Petroleum Association officials say its executive director is resigning after 10 years on the job. Spokeswoman Jessica Sana said today that Dave Galt submitted his resignation to the association's board a month ago. His plan is to stay in the position until the association can find a replacement, hopefully early next year. Sana says Galt wants to explore new opportunities after a decade of advocating for the state's oil and gas industry. He says he'll work in governmental affairs and as a lobbyist for a law firm from Browning. Last October, before oil prices began to falter, there were 14 active oil drilling rigs in Montana. In March, that number fell to zero. The rig count in North Dakota has slid from 189 last September to 76 rigs total this month. The Canadian province of Alberta wants to bolster its struggling population of sage grouse by relocating up to 120 birds from Montana over the next 5 years. Montana's own sage grouse populations are struggling, and the bird was being considered as a threatened or endangered species. Instead, the state and federal officials decided to impose conservation plans to protect its habitat. Across the border, Alberta sage grouse occupy 10% of their historical range, and their numbers went from a high of 613 males in 1968 to just 13 in 2012. A pilot program in 2011 relocated 41 sage grouse from Montana to Alberta. Now the province is seeking additional relocations. The request goes to the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission tomorrow. All across the state, many people are taking time to honor the sacrifices of America's veterans. Steve Jess attended one of the services in the capital city.
A 21-gun salute echoed in the chilly air as about 100 people gathered for a brief service recognizing military veterans at Helena's Memorial Park. Army veteran Kenneth Rosenbaum spoke of the sacrifices veterans make and their devotion to duty, not only during their service in uniform, but also when they rejoin civilian life.
Whether it's a school teacher, construction worker, or first responder, military veterans take their missions very seriously. They vote in higher percentages than the non-veterans. They are more likely to volunteer in their communities. They are less likely to live in poverty. In short, veterans make our communities better.
Vets from most of the military branches were represented at the service. One chair was deliberately left empty, a gesture of remembrance for those who didn't make it home, the prisoners of war and missing in action. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
A Hardin woman has reached a plea agreement for the death of her boyfriend's 6-year-old daughter. The Billings Gazette reports 28-year-old Kirsten Oldbull agreed to plead guilty on Friday to criminal endangerment and obstructing justice during a district court hearing in Hardin. The agreement also means that a deliberate homicide charge will be dismissed. Oldbull is charged with the beating of Kiyomura Kiki Hogan on March 2nd. Prosecutors allege Clint Hogan had left his daughter with his girlfriend. Court records say when he returned home and found Kiki unconscious, he and Oldbull spent nearly 2 hours cleaning up the mess before taking her to the hospital. A doctor told investigators that the girl could have survived with immediate medical attention. Bighorn County Attorney Jay Harris says he will recommend a 10-year prison sentence. Butte and Silver Bow officials are hoping someone will purchase the Uptown Butte building that used to house Northwestern Energy so the county doesn't have to assume ownership next year. The Montana Standard reports that Northwestern employees will move into a new building in the city next month, leaving the old building to fall into the county's ownership in the spring if no one buys it. The transfer is part of a development agreement with the county that helped keep Northwestern's Montana headquarters in Butte. The building is priced at $750,000, and the real estate broker, Mike McLeod, says that there have been several interested parties, but no formal offers yet. The new Northwestern Energy office is expected to be ready for the 220-plus workers by Christmas time. A Billings man accused of grabbing a woman off the street last fall, raping her at a construction site, and stealing her dog has pleaded not guilty. The Billings Gazette reports that 29-year-old Raymond Weinerber was arraigned Monday on charges of sexual intercourse without consent and misdemeanor theft in Yellowstone County District Court. His bond was maintained at $100,000. The charging documents say that the 19-year-old woman reported she was walking her therapy dog on October 5th of last year when a man forced her into his car by threatening to kill her and the dog. She reported that they drove to a construction site where he raped her in a portable toilet before returning her to a store. A DNA match led to Weinerber's rape charge. A Beaverhead County Sheriff's deputy who had stopped a suspected drunken driver shot the man after he brandished a rifle. Sheriff Frank Klusner told the Montana Standard that the driver was taken to the hospital. No information on the driver's condition was immediately available. Klusner says the county dispatcher received a citizen's report of a suspected drunk driver on Interstate 15, about 6 miles south of Dillon, just before 7 p.m. yesterday. The deputy found the vehicle on a frontage road about 10 miles south of Dillon and pulled the driver over. Klusner says the driver grabbed a rifle and the deputy shot him. The sheriff's office has brought in the State Division of Criminal Investigation. Klusner did not release the names of the deputy or the driver. I'm going to end the news this evening with the story of a 10-year-old overweight tomcat named Mufasa. The cat was prone to adventuring outside of his owner's ranch near Big Timber, but last Friday, owner Jesse Connolly discovered Mufasa was missing. Apparently, the cat had walked 6 miles to a gas station and climbed into the back of a pickup bed. He was still there when the truck merged onto Interstate 90. A driver passing the truck called Highway Patrol Trooper Alexander Velasquez, who took the little hitchhiker into custody. Velasquez, who calls himself a big animal person, struggled to find a shelter that wouldn't euthanize the cat. He finally brought Mufasa to a Billings shelter that posted his story on social media. The post made its way to Connolly, who made arrangements to pick up the adventurous Mufasa. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Tressler. Happy Veterans Day.